This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties continue negotiations in a coronavirus stimulus package. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Negotiations on a new COVID-19 aid package ratcheted up on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants Democrats to drop $160 billion in state and local government aid, and in exchange, he'll drop a demand for provisions shielding businesses from COVID-19-related lawsuits. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
We don't want this to be political at this point. We just need relief.
Meantime, lawmakers are hoping to have a year-end catch-all funding package finalized before midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. President-elect Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election Tuesday, a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying, quote, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time, end quote. Dozens of fighters in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan have been taken prisoner, separatist officials said Wednesday, testing a Russia-brokered peace accord that ended weeks of recent fighting. A peace deal mediated by Moscow in November ended weeks of fierce fighting between Azerbaijan's army and the separatists who ceded swaths of territory as part of the accord. This is VOA News. Hospitals across the United States are now giving COVID-19 vaccinations to their workers, while a second vaccine is close to the government approving its use. Following the rollout of Pfizer-BioNTech's coronavirus shots, the Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis confirmed the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. A panel of outside experts is expected to recommend the formula on Thursday, with the FDA's authorization to follow. The Moderna vaccine uses the same technology as Pfizer-BioNTech's and showed similarly strong protection against COVID-19, but is easier to maintain because it does not need to be kept in the deep freeze at -7 Celsius. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the FDA says its preliminary analysis of the vaccine developed by Moderna and NIH found it highly effective and safe.
The Moderna vaccine uses the same technology as Pfizer's and showed similarly strong protection against COVID-19, but is easier to handle because it does not need to be kept in the deep freeze at -94 degrees Fahrenheit.
That was AP's Julie Walker. London moved Wednesday into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates, dealing another blow to hospitality venues before Christmas. The British capital's move into Tier 3, meaning theaters, pubs, and restaurants will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. People cannot socialize with anyone not from their household or support bubble, but can meet in groups of up to six in public places outside. Britain only emerged from a four-week lockdown earlier this month, and the government introduced a target regional system of tiers to try to cut infection rates. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern region last Friday. More than 300 students were abducted from their school by gunmen, although several others managed to escape. A spokesperson for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of the boys. The United Nations said more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.